Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, or a lot of us enjoy the access the internet provides for us to reach this program and many other programs on WPCA Radio. Welcome once again, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt, and we feature a guest or two each show, and tonight my guest is Eddie Schmidt. And Eddie's guest is...
I think you.
It's me, Mike Murtha, yes. So because of some scheduling changes and requests from the manager and the owner and the engineer and the producer and the director and the finance director, they asked if we could just do the show, the two of us. And all this is all the same. Bob Zonk says, we just need to have you guys just come in and do some music and have some fun. So that's what we're doing. And we appreciate, Bob, that you're supporting us with this. We're just going to tell some stories and play lots of music. I think some of our old favorites, dig out some songs that we haven't done in a long, long time. So we just ask you to sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio. Just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yes, sir. You know that this is our live show again, a new show last Thursday of the month, and
it's Halloween in 2024.
Yes, it's Halloween, so and it's pretty crazy weather for this time of the year.
It's just changing from 80 degrees to snow today.
It was pretty crazy at 82, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Welcome to Wisconsin.
No kidding. Yeah. So Eddie, we've done this maybe once or twice, where we just kind of took a little break and let's you and I do a little visiting, and we're going to include Bob Zonk in some of the visiting as well, play some songs, probably play more music than we normally do.
Yeah.
So I don't be talking all the time, right?
can't be doing too much jawing when you got to play some music.
But some of the things that we did recently, we were at the American Legion in Richmond for a senior party here a couple weeks ago on a Friday, and a nice turnout. It was like a 1 to 3 in the afternoon. A lot of retired couples that love to dance. And we came out.
When I was telling somebody we were going to do an old-time dance, but now the more I think about it, it's more like our time dance.
Yeah.
Because we're getting older.
I know. We had Dave Swanson with us, too, and we call it Trigger Happy Polka Mess. Mike, Eddie, Swanee.
Yeah.
Mess. Polka Not mess. Polka Mass. That's Catholic. This is Polka Mess. But and then we did the church fall festival at our St. Patrick's Church again in... And out in Erin Prairie, you joined us there again, Eddie. Thanks for doing that.
And Buffalo Bob was there.
Buffalo Bob came. Bob Hovde was he hadn't played for a while, and he did just fine. He did great. Yeah, he was just terrific. Yep. And Trigger Happy did something pretty special here back in the middle of September at the Spring Valley Theater. We did a concert there, and it was with the community choir, and they videotaped it, and it was very, very good production. And it went on YouTube. And if anybody wants to see it, the easiest way is probably to go to Trigger Happy Facebook, and then there's a link on that.
Okay.
And I'm not on Trigger or on Facebook, but Eddie.
Otherwise, on Facebook, if you just search for Trigger Happy and Spring Valley Choir, or
okay,
whatever, I found it that way, too.
Okay, sure.
It comes up part one, part two, and is it three parts? And
it's then, three parts, yep.
And it's then you've got your one song Alone Without You on there, too?
Yeah. Or you can just put in Trigger Happy Part 1. It'll come
okay.
up. And you can go Trigger Happy, just going to YouTube. So anyhow, we're very proud of the production of it, and it was a lot of fun. But Saturday, Eddie, we're going to get a little gig in Hammond, don't we?
Yep.
We'll be playing with the Roberts Brothers, and they'll be playing for a couple hours, 1 to 3, and then we play from 3 to 5 at the golf course, and it's a fundraiser for the American Legion. It's a meat raffle. And you know you made it in the business when you can play for a meat raffle on a Saturday afternoon in Wisconsin for the American Legion. No, we're proud to do that. So
so you're going to keep talking or sing a song?
Is it? Did I use up the whole hour already here? Let's try a song, shall we? This is a song that actually, this is for Luann. This was one of her favorite songs. It's called "I'll Fly Away." I tried to find songs we sing together, so hopefully we can pull this one off here, Eddie.
One, two, three.
Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore.
I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life has flown, I'll fly away.
Like a bird from prison bars and flown,
I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore.
In with being a Halloween night, I'll fly away.
yes, it does. I did tune this guitar, but for some reason...
Only been here for 2 days. I wouldn't give you enough time to tune up that guitar.
So
I was thinking back, again, I think I might have mentioned this before, but one of the first times I think I met you and played with you was at the Hudson Legion?
VFW.
VFW. Yep. And I was playing with Stony Ridge, and Rick had something going that Rick Stenner couldn't make it, so you came and did that. And I think you drove up with your bass and that amp. Did you have a little Chevette then?
I did, a little hatchback Chevette, yeah. And an Ampeg bass amp that had wheels in the back, and it would roll right in the back of that little Chevette.
That was a little nerve-wracking, all them... Neil Diamond and Kenny Rogers songs with a million chords that Leroy used to sing. And
yes, we didn't rehearse, but yeah, that's the first time we met, and I know I went home and told my wife, I said, boy, I'd sure like to play with that guy again. 41 years later, we're still playing music together, so.
Yeah, but you still get along.
We do, yes, we managed to do that somehow. We've had a lot of fun as well, but, you know, just, we're not going to go through a whole lot of our history, but just my background, it was learning old time music from Ted Swanson, Dave Swanson's older brother.
Yeah.
And then my older brother John was taking guitar lessons, so I was taking lessons from him and on, but it just kind of grew within our family, and it went from there. And then when John and Dave started playing, I went out doing that, and me and Dave Swanson were doing some music in our high school. And it just went from there. And Eddie, your background is
just my folks, if they weren't out playing in a bar, they were playing with friends, would come over and playing music at home. So it was just going on all the time. And my mom, I think she started playing piano at 11 or 12 and playing with Uncle Lawrence and his orchestra, out playing, because most of the places all had a piano set in there. So she would do that. And I heard the stories about her. She was out playing for dances, and she flunked her eighth grade music test or something in school. She didn't like dealing with them notes. It all came to her in the ear. But between that and playing with my folks and then Brother Steve for quite a few years, and then getting off and this and that, a lot of rock and roll, and then it turned into country. And
How many different bands did you play with, for goodness sake?
I don't know if I could...
A dozen?
Oh, at least that, I suppose, through the years, probably even closer to 20 between...
Wow.
But it slowed down once I hooked up with these Murtha brothers, and...
We kept busy, so...
It's always been just Murtha brothers for you, or did you play with somebody else?
No, pretty much, you know, like playing with Ted Swanson as a kid, playing old-time music a little bit, and then playing with John and Dave when they started. It was the three of us, and then we added a drummer, and then we ended up being a six-piece band. and that thing just kind of blossomed quickly, and I was 15 or 16 when we started doing that.
Wow.
And then when I was 18 or 19, we ended up at over in Hugo, Minnesota, playing at Nashville North.
Whoa.
And we can tell about that a little bit later. I was so young, I knew the names of some of these, like Farron Young.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick them out of a crowd, but I knew that name. We played with some people like that. But anyhow, we'll talk about that as we keep going here, Bob. Yeah. You want to do one of your instrumentals on the steel?
Yeah, here's a song we use with Trigger Happy that we just start the night with this to try to get our feet wet. And
well, it works well. Sometimes an older crowd, we start singing right away and our voices... They're like, you guys are too loud. So we do this sometimes just to break the ice, and then we can start singing. So
it's a song by Ray Price. It's called I Just Destroyed the World I Was Living In.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Randy Schmidt doing that. Would you say it's a Ray Price song, you said?
Yep, Ray Price. I just destroyed the world I was living in. I heard Buddy Emmons uses that as an instrument.
Oh, okay.
Or he used to when he was alive with us.
Yeah.
But at a lot of steel guitar shows. So.
Sure, yeah. Talking about different types of music, you said you played some rock and roll and whatever, but Eddie, besides country, both of us ended up being drawn to country, but what other music do you like to listen to? Is there anything that...
Well, when I was a kid and real young, I actually, my folks had a, I think it was Time Life, and I think we've got it here at the station, that big thing, real thick with a bunch of albums from the big band era.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to sit and listen to all these clarinet players since I was playing clarinet at the time. But the big band swing stuff,
sure.
I really like that stuff. And then...
Yeah, and how about you, Bob? You've played on the radio. You have played country, and you've played probably old time music. And what's
every kind? The only kind I haven't played is anything that you would construe to be hip hop, reggae, any of that stuff that's not real music.
Otherwise, you have.
In my opinion.
And what is your favorite?
I guess you would have to call it easy listening kind
okay.
of music. I'm talking people like Percy Faith Orchestra,
oh, yeah.
Ray Conniff-Singer, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, those kinds.
Sure.
And then, of course, came country.
Yeah.
I never liked country. When I started in radio, we were block programmed, that's many years ago, and the guy who was the morning man and newsman and the Clark County coroner, his name was Bob Luloff. He had a country show for a half hour in the afternoon on a Saturday. And I would never fill that program because I just detested country music. So then I decided I was too good to work in Neillsville, so I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found a job, where do you suppose it was? It was in a country station in Rochester, Minnesota. And I quit that after 2 days.
Oh.
And before I got back to town, he called me up and said, come on, I hired you. You get back out here. So I went back out there, and now, all these years later, mostly I've played country music.
Okay, sure.
Till we built this.
Oh, yeah, then you have a wide variety of music. Yeah. Very wide, everything. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to say mine would be old-time and modern music. Remember?
What's modern?
Remember the old posters years ago, the dance band?
Yeah.
They were playing old-time music and modern. Music. But.
Which I guess meant anything else.
Probably anything else, yeah.
But on my folks' dance bill, years ago when my mom and dad would set up to play, they had these wooden dance music stands they'd set in front of them, and the front of them it said the Hay River Sweethearts,
sure.
And on their sign it said old time, new time, anytime.
Anytime.
Oh, that's good.
But I guess I do like 60s pop music. Some of the stuff is really well written, and it's the Wrecking Crew did a lot of the music out in LA, the background for so many of those big pop artists. And you listen to it, the writing, and it's and another one of my favorites is Michael Bublé. Are you familiar with him? Yeah. We went to
Michael
one of his concerts.
He's the nearest thing to a crooner that there is these days.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned Ray Conniff Singers. We're going to try a song here, Bob, that we recorded this thing. Song probably over 30 years ago, Eddie.
Ooh,
yeah. We haven't done it since, have we?
Didn't we? Yes. We kind of took it from the brothers from
the Urbis Brothers up in Michigan. Yeah,
is it Invisible Tears?
Yes, yeah. Invisible.
You know who had the first hit with that?
I don't know.
Many, many years ago, his name was Ned Miller.
Really?
Yep, and he was on Faber Records.
Is he the same Ned Miller that had Wolverton Mountain? Is that the same guy?
No. I can't think of his name right now.
Didn't he do Jack to a King? Didn't
that was
Ned Miller?
Jack to a King,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. This is Kia. What's that? What's her intro again? I don't remember. It's been so long.
To the four, okay. To the five, to the one.
All right.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I let you in. Although we're only sitting pictures from the past,
those arms are not real, but somehow I feel.
If I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
Play it, Eddie.
Song with the Irvis brothers. They're from Upper Peninsula, Michigan. We went to our studio in the Twin Cities, and they asked us to be the backup, the John and Dave band. But Kay Kaiser was the producer of that one.
Okay.
And we did this song, and we got to. There actually isn't a solo lead in this, is there, Bob? In the middle of Ray Conniff's, they just sing it. Yeah, but they thought we should do a nice guitar solo. Well, they're all kind of looking like, who's going to do the guitar solo? And finally, Kay Kaiser takes a cigarette out of his mouth, puts it in the ashtray. Is that guitar in tune over there in the corner? That was John's old Stratocaster. He says, yeah, I think so. He goes out. They back up the tape. He'd one take, and just the prettiest solo you'd ever.
He is such a good player.
Oh, he comes back in. That's how it's supposed to be done, guys. Oh, funny stuff, but...
I was at the same time, I know I've said this before, the Mervis brothers, when they were talking to the guy about how many records they were going to make. And the guy says, well, he says, the more you get, the cheaper they are. And one, I don't know which one of the Mervis brothers says, well, we'll take as many as till when they're free.
Eddie, you were going to do maybe a... Tom T. Hall song, or what?
Sure,
yeah. What do you want to do?
Yeah, we got a few different things that we're gonna try to throw at the folks here tonight. We'll do this is one that Putz likes to do, so we'll do this one for Putz.
Yeah, yeah. This is when Putz sings this song, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. Seemed so good to me. Never took his guitar and made it down to Tennessee. Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. There ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stone picking up in the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out to the woods and I cried. Well, I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do. But it could be that the good Lord likes a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
All right, good song, yes. Putz, that's for you. Yeah, that was. I read a book about Tom T. Hollier last year, very interesting book. It's he was an interesting man, very
storyteller.
Oh boy, man, he could write, couldn't he?
He could write. Man, there are so many. You know, my favorite Tom T. Hall song of all of them, "Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine."
Yeah,
man, that tells a story.
Yes, it does.
Like this one did.
Yeah,
what a great story.
I know it.
Could be any musician.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. What's the one where he spent a week in the county jail?
That's it, a week in the county jail.
That's a good song, too.
Oh, man. What was it he got? Some kind of gravy and
beans?
Bologna.
Yeah.
Bologna.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Many years ago, Tom T. Hall, he used to play at the Minnesota Sports Show for many years in a row down there, and one year their bus was broke down, and his band was up at the Hudson House in Hudson. And my older brother Steve knew the gal that was kind of the main hostess up there, and she said, "We got a band up here, and they're looking for some guitars." So Steve called John Garden. He had a music store in Hudson, and we got 2-3 guitars and went up there and sat around in the lounge, and I got to sit and play with Tom D. Hall's band. And,
whoa.
And that was where his fiddle player says, "You wish I had a fiddle." I says, "Well, I got one at home, and I had my grandpa's fiddle," so we went back and got that.
That had to be fun.
Yeah, it was really neat. And just to meet them guys. And
yeah, we actually played. We're talking earlier about back in Hugo, Minnesota, and it was like I was like 18 or 19 years old. But Tom T. Hall was one of the the artists that came in.
Sure.
And we got hired there as the house band, and it was because of John Peterson, who was in our band. He had his own band for a number of years, and then something happened that he came out to see us at the Country Dam and liked us. He got up and played. So he was playing with us part-time. And
kind of like me for the last 40 years.
Right. 41 and a half, yeah. But he got asked by the owners of Nashville North if he still has a band, we'd like to have you come in and be like maybe the house band every Saturday night.
Wow.
And he said, I don't, but I've been playing with this band from Wisconsin. And they said, well, can we come out and hear you guys? Well, the owners came out to the Country Dam and saw us.
Wow.
And liked us. And if it wasn't for John Peterson, it would have never happened. But it was a ballroom, plus they had a lounge in the front that was almost like a small Las Vegas lounge with it. Real cool.
No kidding.
Yeah, wow. Real neat stage. And so we would take turns with the star would be there to begin with, and we'd be in the ballroom, then we'd switch places.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. But I tried to think of all the ones that played there, and I just jotted down, there was Waylon Jennings was the first one that was there.
Wow.
And Farron Young, we got to know him real well. The Carter family, Tom T. Hall, Kitty Wells. I had the honor to sit and talk with Kitty Wells, and we had shared the same dressing room.
She was quite a lady.
Boy, it was so interesting. And I was like 18, 19, so she was like my grandma. You know, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Maybe she was, I don't know how old she was, but that's what it felt like. But she basically told me, I just want to go home and make bread and have a garden. I've been doing this. I'm so blessed to have this career, but I want to go home. And I don't think she ever did get to go home. I think she was on the road. You know,
till the end, practically.
I think so, yeah.
Was Bobby around then, the boy? They have one son.
Yep. Bobby, yep. It was Johnny Wright.
Yep.
And their son, Bobby.
Yep.
He used to be on McHale's Navy.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Johnny Wright was one of Johnny and Jack, the old group years ago.
Oh, he was.
Group. Jack Anglin.
Oh.
Who died in the plane crash with Patsy Cline and Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Okay.
But they had been partners for years in the bluegrass.
Huh. Wow. Well, another interesting one, it was Dottie West was there, and her bass player was Steve Warner. And he was the same age as me.
Wow.
And him and I sat in the dressing room. He was a bass player. I was a bass player.
Yeah.
And we just got visiting, and I said, do you travel a lot? And he said, yeah. I said, how long have you been doing this? He said, well, couple years. I said, well, you were the same age. You should have been in high school. He said, I quit high school. He said, my mom and dad let me quit high school so I think I could pursue music.
Wow.
And I think that was a pretty good choice.
Yeah, it was. He did okay.
He did okay.
He's a phenomenal guitar player.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Good and fast. And
yeah.
Do anything. So.
But so many singers were really good guitar. I think of Glenn Campbell.
Oh, boy. He's one of my favorites. Yeah.
I always thought that Glenn Campbell and Roy Clark should have concentrated on playing the instrument rather than singing because they were better instrumentalists than they were singers, I thought.
Yeah, except Glenn Campbell could sing.
Oh, know. Yeah, he could.
Yeah,
he
and
could.
Yeah, but both their playing was great. But let's go back to some more. What you want to do?
You're going
to
get that fiddle out
should
and
try that?
Red River Valley
yeah,
fiddle,
let's
folks?
See if we can. Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah, another one. I think Buck Owens was a great guitar player before Don Rich came in, and he just stood there and sang. Yeah, I mean, so.
And then Don Rich, you know, that was an unfortunate circumstance. Yeah. Out in the desert riding his motorcycle and went down, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
You know, and the Buckaroos never sounded the same after that.
Never did.
No.
Because there was something in his guitar picking that.
Made
an original Buckaroo.
Yeah, and his harmony singing was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And Buck said that we'd go back and listen to some old recordings. He couldn't tell if it was himself singing harmony to his lead voice or if it
Don
was
Rich.
Rich.
It was Don Rich, yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay, Eddie, what do we got here?
What key are we doing this in?
Let's try the key of whiskey. I mean, not that key, no.
D was too high.
Minute, I'll give
G.
You
kick her off, and then I'll see if I can help you sing some harmony if I can read that writing there.
Don't forget to say to tell the folks what key we're in. We're key of G now.
Key of G, yep, okay.
So. smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while. Do you think of the valley you're leaving? How lonely and dreary they'll be. Do you think of the food heart you're breaking and melted the zest over me?
Forget about that we played with a couple different times was Johnny Counterfeit.
Remember oh, yeah. Him? Yeah. And he had was quite busy on that the family reunion
yes.
show
yeah.
and playing some stuff on there. He was such a good Cash imitator.
And, oh, boy.
And the stuff that he could do and, like, the introduction, that song from All in the Family, he could do both voices. He'd do Archie and he'd do
Edith
yeah. yeah. Whoa. And it was perfect. I mean, but he was a pro, and he liked to do.
Is that why they called him Counterfeit?
Yeah, I think that because he could do so many voices and stuff. Yeah. And
you know, at the time he was doing all that, which we loved it. We, you know, he'd do Conway Twitty and a lot of Johnny Cash. But I was thinking that he wasn't doing anybody that was more current, and I heard him do a Vince Gill thing on a YouTube, and he nails it. And it was a fairly newer song by Vince Gill. I mean, probably 4 or 5 years old now, yeah. But it was really, really good. So I thought, yeah, he could sing, this guy.
Yeah.
So I think he's passed away now, right?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyhow, we should probably say hello to some folks here. It's about that time, isn't it?
Okay.
I want to say hello to Putz. Putz listens and gives me some real constructive help, and I do appreciate that, Putz.
He doesn't give you a heck, does he?
Well, he'll be honest with me, I'll tell you that, and that's okay. And Dan and Beth, and Dan does the same thing for me, and I do appreciate that too, Dan. Tom Klinger, Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Tom and Connie from Santan Valley, Arizona, and their cousin Dewey, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Renee Butler, Judith from River Falls, Ruth and Jay from Scottsdale, Arizona, Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas, Bill Klopp, who is a part of the radio station here, and, of course, my wife, Debbie. So Eddie?
Say hi to my wife, Joanne, and we got to say hey hi to our neighbors, Al and Ann. I just got to play for their 70th wedding anniversary over in the cities, so it's amazing. Say hi to Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys, Brian Jevning, the Club 42 boys, the Cactus Cousins. They're usually always sitting listening to us.
Oh,
boy,
that's great.
If
yeah.
I talk to them, they listen all the time. So my buddy Denny Marion, a great steel player down in Chippewa. Did you say hi to the Hunyuk boys?
I forgot them.
Yeah,
nope.
Okay.
Yep. We just saw Bill on Saturday, didn't we?
Yep, down there at... for John Torgerson, he's 91, and he said he's been out playing music for 72 years.
Remember him, Bob? He was a guest here with us a couple times.
I think three different times.
Nice old man.
Yes, very nice.
And an interesting sidelight to that is I got to meet his granddaughter.
Oh.
How I did that was I was at the Amory Hospital in Clinton. She's a nurse there.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
She came over and she said, "Do you have the radio station?" My grandpa said he was on Trigger Happy Memory.
Yes, a couple times at least, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, that was nice.
And we'll say hi to Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, and the Seawill family listens pretty regular, and our drummer Carl, he listens once in a while, and Buffalo Bob, and that's about all I got. So,
all right, yeah.
Thanks to everybody that listens, and so we sure appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. I just got to tell a quick little story. I'll make it short, but my grandson, he's in eighth grade, and he got selected to play in the honors band. They went up to Shell Lake where
that jazz band thing in the summer.
Yep. Yep. So that reminded me of a story when his mother, my daughter, Krista, was in high school. She was a good trumpet player, but she was playing in the pep band. In a basketball game, I said to her, she was like a freshman, I said, "I just might bring my tuba to school, because I know the band director, Dave Larson. I might just sit in with the pep band, if you don't mind." She goes, "Oh, Dad, don't do that. That would embarrass me so much." When she was a senior, the pep band had kind of dwindled. There wasn't as many players. And she said, "Is there any chance, Dad, you'd want to come and play with the pep band?" And I, things have changed, haven't they, Krista? So I actually did, and Dave Larson was still the band director, and he gave me some music to work on. But anyhow, that I got thinking about that after talking about Landon. But Eddie, should we try something? This is, or do you got something there?
No, I do.
Let's try. This is a song that talking about Dan Wall. He actually is the one that taught me this song, or made me learn it. But I play bass on it with the band, but. I'm going to try to play six string, a song called Because, and see if we can do this. Help me sing it now, Eddie.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4.
It's right if I should care about you, try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do, because I love you. It's wrong to say I don't think of you, 'cause when you say these things, you know, makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be with you. be with you. Give me a chance to be near you, because I love you, because I love you. One more. Because I love you.
All right. Is it a sixth at the end there?
I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's a hard one. Yep. Well, we did her. That's also Putz likes that song. He well, that was on our 2012 CD that we did. You know, we had a good recording. I think actually, Bob, you guys play that here once in a while. It's in your mix.
Yep.
Bill Klopp had mentioned that he heard it and he said he liked the way that was put together. It was a good recording of that song. But this was the unplugged acoustic version, right?
I know we're talking about all the things that we've done through the years, but I still remember one of our highlights is we played one night at the Country Dam, and I think we were up and we were staying with you at your cabin over mm-hmm. in Magner. And we came back, of course, after we got done playing in the middle of the night and jumped on his pontoon, and he had his tuba and I had my saxophone, and we're going around the lake in the dark playing polkas. And we got up next to this one cabin, there was a guy out on his dock hollering, and he says, "You guys got to knock this off." And Mike says, "Are you serious?" "You're right. I'm serious." He was mad.
He didn't like old-time music. He liked modern music, not old-time.
Yeah.
You got another song you want to sing, Eddie, or what do you have?
Sure, we can.
Or we can do one together if you don't have one ready. It's up to you.
Yeah, I got. This is actually the song of the. I do this once in a while live for the realtors when they come in on Thursdays. It's another Tom T. Hall song, one called Country Is. Country is sitting on a back porch, listen to the whippoorwills late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger if he comes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is.
Song. It was 1960 this came out as a single, Everly Brothers. A song called Let It Be Me. People thought it was a Beatles song, I think.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, it just had that same feel to it. But we're getting ready to wind down here a little bit. Couple things. We're hoping, and this I shouldn't even say, you played with Chris Cruzy a couple different times, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we got to talk. I'm going to talk to Ethan and
sure.
Chris and see if there's any chance we can get him.
Yeah, no promises, here. But we're going to see if we can get him back here again.
Sure.
We're going to work on it. Maybe he'll be not quite as busy late in the year, but... But we thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back again next Thursday night for one of our rebroadcasts, and we've got some more shows coming up and more guests coming up. And thank you, Bob Zonk. And thank you to Lou Ann and Bill Klopp for always supporting us. Thank you, Eddie, for all you do here at the station and making this 8 years a
keeps
lot of fun.
Keeps me busy.
Yes, we've had a lot of fun here. So thank you, folks.
Have a great night.